It's time for your morning brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Avalanche dispose of the Winnipeg Jets in Game 5, 6-3, the final in Manitoba. A game that closer than the final score would indicate, as the Avs were locked in a tight one in the third period. But they, as they've done throughout this series, they put on the afterburners, they pull away, and they go on to win 6-3, finishing off the series. Jared Bednar, very, very happy with the mental toughness shown by his team.
There's a strong belief in how we do things. There's a strong commitment in how we do things throughout our whole team, led by Nate and those guys, our leadership group, the guys that have been here for, you know, 8 years with me.
And we saw that toughness on display, because winning on the road in the playoffs, it takes a certain kind of mindset. And especially when early in the game and early in the third period, Winnipeg get the kind of goals that can really fuel a team, get the crowd involved, and can really propel a team. And in both cases, the Avalanche answered with goals 2 minutes later to completely take away whatever momentum, whatever juice was in the building. That's a sign of some strong mental toughness, no?
No, it is. It's one of those things where I think the two, I don't know if they're the biggest factors, Mike, but they're two huge factors for both the Nuggets and the Avs are their mental toughness. Just over their overall team makeup and the mental toughness. I mean, the Avs trailed at halftime of every game, right? Every game.
Nuggets trailed at the
end. That's what I meant. Yeah. The Nuggets trailed.
They don't play first and second half in hockey. Jeez, well, you know what hockey, Mark. Come on.
You know what I was talking about. I'm mixing metaphors.
Really. Okay, I got you.
So they trailed at the half. The Nuggets did. And yet, you know,
We knew.
And same thing with the Avs. Like, when they went down 1-0 last night, I was like, it's not a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Not a big deal.
Yeah, not in this series. A series that Nathan MacKinnon, very satisfied with.
Super happy with everyone, how hard we worked and how hard we battled this series. It was amazing. Before the series, I think we came in really humble. You know, we weren't playing well. These guys just beat us 7-0, so it was a big wake-up call to how hard it takes to even win a series in this league. So super proud of the guys, and a lot of work left to do here.
I can tell he's been listening to me. How hard it takes. You know, same kind of, I stumble around for things all the time. How hard it takes to, how hard it takes.
I'm hard, dog.
Yeah.
Is it as simple as that? They got a wake-up call?
Nah. They got a wake-up call. I think that's part of it. I don't think it's as simple. I mean, they're just, like when MacKinnon came down the right-hand side and made that feed to, what was it, Rannan, who elevated the puck over the... I mean, like, okay, that wasn't a wake-up call. That is, I'm better than you, right. And I know it.
Right.
That is just, like, that is supreme talent. It was unreal. And not only supreme talent, you mix, when you start to mix, and we say this all the time about football, you know, when I'm talking about football, when you mix that kind of talent with that kind of acumen, that kind of knowledge, that kind of intelligence, that kind of vision, like that is like elite level.
And we know it.
That's like an elite level quarterbacking right there.
Yep. Next on the Morning Brew, even by Rocky standards, this loss was brutal.
Now Dane Meyers.
Marlins TV. Wow. So, poor Rockies. So they come out gangbusters. They score 5 runs in the first inning. They're up 5-0 going to the bottom of the 9th. They're going to get a win. They're going to end the streak. More on that in a second. They give up 5 runs in the bottom of the ninth, 5-5 going to extras, but they score in the 10th, 6-5. And then they give up 2 in the bottom of the 10th. Mm. They lose 7-6. Jeez, I'm starting to like, sound like Mark now with the scores.
Mm-hmm.
But they lose 7-6. And now, folks, your Colorado Rockies have made history. They have now trailed at some point. In this case, it was the end of the game. They have now trailed in 29 straight games to start the season. They surpassed the 1910 St. Louis Browns. It's the longest such streak now in the history of baseball. Your Colorado Rockies.
I mean, they
making history.
They just keep making history.
Don't they?
Well, yeah, speaking of new nicknames, the Rockies, maybe the Colorado Altruistics.
By the way, the Maple Mamba.
The Maple Mamba.
I kind of like it. I my first at first glance, I'm like, you're stealing the Kobe. One.
It's kind of an ode to Kobe.
And by the way, Kobe gave himself that nickname. So I don't know if you want to put Mamba in there for a nickname that he gave himself.
There's only one guy that can get away with nicknaming himself, and that's Shaq.
Correct.
Shaq is the only guy that the rules don't apply to. I don't know why they don't apply to Shaq. They just don't apply.
He nicknames himself, you know, fun stuff like the Big Diesel or something.
Yeah, the
you
Big
know?
Aristotle.
The Big Aristotle. Yeah, that's good. Next on the Morning Brew, a little bit of Bronco news. Not a surprise, right? I would assume the Broncos are not going to pick up the 5th-year option on Zach Wilson. It would have guaranteed him $22 million for that 5th season. He's going into his 4th season here. I mean, that's a no-brainer. You don't want to be on the hook for that. Do the year of football rehab.
Sure.
Do well. Maybe you stay here with the Broncos. Maybe you go somewhere else like Sam Darnold did after a year of football rehab in San Francisco. And at this point, sign a much different deal than your rookie contract.
Like, if you're planning on Bo Nix being your next guy, and you are, then this is just a one-year rehab insurance policy. And Zach Wilson will be somewhere else next year. So, yeah, take advantage of it. Take advantage of the teaching, the coaching. Get better. And, you know, hopefully you get a Sam Darnold type of thing.
You understand, Mark, that no matter how hard you try, Bo Nix will never sound like Xavier Leggett.
Man, I'll be right down the road. It'll be a little easier for my family to come watch me play. So that'll be great. That's just them telling me down that they want me on their team, man. A lot of coaches came and hollered at me before and after this process here, man. A lot of them, man, they say they got a buzz in their facility for me, man.
You'll never get that.
Okay, hold on. Get your finger ready. So the other day, did you hear the Bo Nix press conference when they asked him about what it was like to be drafted by the Broncos and how excited he was? Well, go ahead. Play the Bo Nix.
Oh, no, man. I woke up right here, man. I got a call right after I got drafted. He was coming to pick me up at 9:30 in the morning. I told him I'm going to be ready.
What was that feeling like? Because I saw the emotion in your face in the video, but what were those emotions?
Overly excited my whole time, and I really trying to hold my tears in for real, man. I told my folks I wasn't going to crack. I was trying to be tough guy, but man, I was really over excited.
Just on voice alone.
I love this guy.
Where did he go? Who drafted Leggett?
Carolina.
Carolina.
Well, you'll see him. You'll probably do 6 of their games next year.
Carolina. Yeah, I'll probably be on the beat. Mm-hmm. Me and Dave Tepper. Mm-hmm. We'll go to a restaurant and start taking hats off
make
of
sure,
people.
Yeah, make sure you wear your hat.
Dude, that is. They won the draft, as far as I'm concerned. Hey, Carolina won the draft. Just Xavier Leggett.